You feel bad about it? Mr. Clanton asked me. He meant that we had to cut up the getaway car and get rid of all the pieces. No, sir, I told him. That car was a horse for you boys, Mr. Clanton said. I wanted to explain to him how I didn't care about cars, just about driving. But I thought that would sound dumb, so I just shook my head like I was sad. That was what Mr. Clanton expected of me, I think. Virgil showed me how to bury money in mason jars like they use for canning. Money's only paper. If you don't seal it up real tight, it could rot on you, especially if you left it a long time. We couldn't spend most of the money right away, Tim said. The men who were in that poker game had people all over the place. If we started throwing money around, where would we get back to them? I asked Tim if he'd hide my share for me. I'll hide half of it for you, Eddie, he said. The other half you have to hide for yourself. How come? You can never have all your money in one place. What if I had to come back for my own money? In a hurry, you understand. I might not have time to cover my tracks. Anyone coming hot on my heels would find your share, too. Well, if that happened, you could just take my share with you. Eddie, you can't always get away. Not every time. If I got caught, all the money would be gone. Yours, too. You understand? I guess I do. But I could always... Half, Tim said. No more. Virgil was a real good cook. His barbecue, particularly. He made his own pit on the side of the house, out of some special bricks that came from a famous barbecue oven in Kansas City. Virgil said, after a lot of years, the bricks get to hold a flavor, and whatever you cook in them gets some of that flavor too. I was never sure when Virgil was having fun with me when he told me things, but his barbecue was good enough that he could have opened a restaurant. Tim was always after him to do just that. He said we all had to have regular, legitimate businesses to be in, because stick-up men never die of old age, and we couldn't keep on the way we were forever. Virgil said we were all going to do it someday. We'd have a big barbecue joint. Virgil would be the cook and Tim would be the manager. And we'll have a beautiful little garage right next to it, Tim said. Maybe a body shop or a place for motors. Right, Eddie? Sure, I said, but I was really wishing they'd asked me to work in the restaurant. We were all out by the barbecue pit one afternoon. Virgil had been doing something different with the meat all day. He had different kinds, not just pork like you see in some places, and he was just starting to put it on the fire. A car pulled up. An old one is all I remember about it. A woman got out of the front seat. She was kind of heavy with long, straight brown hair. Brenda, Tim said to Virgil. The woman walked over to where we were standing. I got to talk to you, she said to Tim. Tim looked over at Virgil. Then he moved his head to the side a little bit so you could tell he was listening. Wallace, the woman said. I'm not doing this again to Brent, Tim told her. That's your man. That's your choice. You think I forgot what happened before? But this is what, Brenda? This is different? How many times you come around here looking for money because Wallace beat your ass and took your check? But that wasn't enough for you, right? You had to wait till I'm off somewhere and sneak yourself up here. Virgil, he takes one look at your face all bashed up, and what does he do? I didn't mean for him to. You're a no-good lying bitch, Brenda said. His voice was as calm as if he was asking you if you wanted a cigarette. You think because we're kin, you get to play us over and over again, don't you? Tim, I swear. Don't fucking swear, Sim said. It wasn't the judge who sent my brother over that time, Brenda. It was you. I'm sorry. You know I never would. Never would what, Virgil said. His voice was soft and quiet, just like Tim's. Never would get me some county time for whipping that piece of shit, Wallace? Yeah, you do that. You did that. But you know what, Brenda? That's not why I'm done with you, even if you are Mom's baby sister. I didn't mind doing the time. I thought it was worth it. I figured that was it for Wallace. He'd be afraid to show his face around you. And then what happens? Virgil, you take up with him again, Virgil said, still quiet. I'm on a fucking road, gang, and Wallace is back with his favorite piece of ass. There's nothing for you here, Brenda, Tim said. We never thought we'd see you again. That's the way we wanted it. You may be a stupid slut, but you're not that stupid. You didn't know how we felt about you. If Mom was alive, she'd spit on you for what you did to Virgil. So don't come around using her name like you did before. It's not for me, the woman said. Her face was all twisted up like she was going to cry, but she didn't. It's about Janine. I don't know any Janine, Tim said. She's Wanda and Roy's girl. You know, Wanda was killed by that drunk driver year before last, and then Roy took with the cancer. He's been in the hospital just waiting to die. So I took Janine to live with me, since I'm a blood relative and all. Yeah, you're a good-hearted woman, all right, Tim said. How big a check's the government giving you for? That isn't why I did it. If I didn't come through, Janine would have gone to a foster home, and you know what they're like. Get to it, Brenda, Verger told her. I got meat waiting for me that's more important than you are. Who's this? Brenda said, looking at me for the first time. None of your business, Tim told her. Nothing around here is any of your business. This is a man we trust. You don't want to talk in front of him? Tell your story walking. She's in the car, Brenda said. Who? Janine. I had to bring her with me. She's only 12. I couldn't leave her in the house alone. Brenda. Tim didn't sound so patient anymore. Wallace has been messing with her, she said. I just found out, I swear. I don't know what to do. She's scared of him. I can't go to the police. Just stay here, Brenda, Tim said, cutting her off. Stay here and don't say a fucking word. Nobody's listening to you anyway. Tim walked down to where Brenda's car was sitting. I saw him tap on the window. In a minute or so, the window came down. I could see someone was in there, but I couldn't make out anything about them. I'm sorry, Brenda said to Virgil. He acted like she wasn't there. Tim opened the car door. A little girl got out. All I could see is that she was real skinny with light brown hair, wearing a big yellow t-shirt that covered her all the way down to her knees. She walked down the path with Tim until I couldn't see them anymore. They were gone a good while. Brenda kept trying to say something to Virgil, but he never spoke to her. Then he turned to me. Eddie, he said, would you do me a favor?
Sure.
Go in the house and get my pistol. Which one? Any of them will do, Virgil told me. Virgil, Brenda said. By the time I got back with Virgil's pistol, Tim and the little girl were coming up the path. Tim opened the door to the car and the little girl got in. Tim held out his hand and she grabbed it for a second. Then Tim came back up the rise towards us. You filthy whore, Tim said to Brenda. His voice was so soft I almost couldn't hear it. You didn't just find out about Wallace fucking that little girl. You also found out she was pregnant, huh? So now you're worried about your own ass, like always. She's lying, Tim. Lying about what? Lying about when she came to you and told you Wallace was grabbing her and you slapped her face and told her Wallace was the man of the house? Lying about when Wallace whipped her with his belt till she was bloody and you didn't do nothing? Lying about the time you woke up in the night and found Wallace in her bed? Tim moved closer to Brenda. She took a step back. Tell me, Brenda, he said, I really want to know. I swear I told you about swearing about Brenda. I told you about that. Remember before when I said if Mom was alive, she'd spit on you? If Mom knew what you did to that little girl, she'd fucking kill you, sister or no. What am I going to do? You, huh? What you're going to do, you're going to drive Janine down to the welfare and tell him the truth. The truth, you dirty bitch. If I find out you protected Wallace, it's you I'll come looking for, you understand? But if Janine tells, Wallace will... Here, Tim said, handing her some bills. You don't go back home, understand? You go to a motel. There's enough there for a couple of weeks, food and everything. It may take a few days for the law to pick Wallace up, but he's not making bail once they do, and then you can go back home. But a motel's no place for a... Janine's not going to be with you, Brenda. You leave her with the welfare. But she'll end up in... Wherever she ends up, it'll be better than being with you. Brenda started crying. You don't understand, Tim. You're not a woman. Neither are you, Tim said. We were at the kitchen table later that night. Tim told me, we've got a job, Eddie. Okay, I said. Thing is, there's no shares this time. There won't be any money. So we'll just pay you cash like we hired you. Fair enough? Sure, I said. I got up and walked outside. Quick, before anything showed on my face. I was out there a long time. I never felt so sad in my whole life. I heard them come up behind me, but I didn't turn around. You want some sausage? Virgil said. He knows it's my favorite. No thanks. I don't blame him, Tim said. Who'd want to eat a meal with a pair of assholes like us? I didn't say anything. I knew my voice would shake if I did. Both of them came around so they were facing me. We apologize, Eddie, Virgil said. We never meant to insult you. It's okay, I said. No, it isn't, Virgil said. We never should have offered you money. We should have just asked if you'd drive us. I didn't want to talk. I felt like crying, only I was too sad. No, that's not right, Tim said. Eddie, we shouldn't have asked you at all. I looked in his eyes then. You're with us, Tim said. We're with you. Blood is bullshit. Brenda's not our kin, Eddie. You are. Right then was the best moment I ever spent on Earth. All right.